I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Right now, we live in the waiting room of life. We stand at the door of what is, looking down the hall at what could be, praying to a God who already knows what it shall be. The questions we wrestle with and the issues at hand all could conspire to steal our joy and our peace. When we take the time to look around, we see those who live lives of wickedness prospering. And when we see this, it renews an age-old struggle over why the wicked prosper while the righteous seem to suffer. This was the problem Job had, yet he declared, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." It was also the problem faced by a man named Asaph in Psalm 73. If we keep our eyes on the world and all of its convulsions today, we will most certainly live in fear and uncertainty. While there are many reasons for fear, when we look around, it is when we begin to look up that we find an endearing source of peace in the waiting room of life. The Bible declares that God will keep us in perfect peace, those who keep their minds stayed on him. Psalm 37 focuses on the fate of the godly and the ungodly. It appears to some scholars as a string of proverbs linked only by the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, each two verses beginning with a different letter. The classroom of students is told not to get all bent out of shape because of the ungodly. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. In other words, don't get all hot and bothered about your haters. Don't get yourself all head up about evildoers. Trust in the Lord. These students are learning that the wicked do not belong in the eternal order of things, and they will not last. So get on with your life. Keep your eyes on your own fry. Stop worrying about what other people are doing, and stop worrying about what other people are thinking about you. This is what the life of faith is all about. Listen, trust God, do good, enjoy the Lord, and if you do all of these things, the psalmist says, God will give you what you want the most, the desires of your heart. Don't believe me? Pull out your Bible and read Psalm 37 today. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.